As I was telling you about the closing of this camp, I don't know what kind of a reaction it might have on different people, but from what I've been hearing and seeing around here, they're getting kind of disheartened or discontented. They don't seem to be satisfied. It seems that they think that FSA sold them down or something. So they can't get it. They are people that they don't understand what's going on around. See, and it's pretty difficult for us to explain something, explain them those things. And if we try to explain them, we tell them about this. The manager of this camp. We tell them about what orders he gets from San Francisco, and they seem to think that this fellow here now is in, you know, together with the growers now. They seem to think those things, but it's just because they don't know what's going on around, and especially now that the Mexican people is a kind of a race, that they get a kind of a funny reaction when they treat him in a different way, that they think they're not being treated right. They turn around and they're the worst people to treat with. They're good, but when you treat them bad, boy, they're bad. Yeah, I mean this because, I say this because this manager of this camp, they used to like him a lot. And now that he got orders to for us to be moved out of this camp, they seem to think that it's his own idea. And it puts him in a bad spot, because he's not mixed up in none of our affairs here. He leaves us alone, and we do whatever we please there, because we have our council, and we run it any play, any way we wish to run it. It seems to been working out all right, especially now that we're trying to work out kind of Americanization classes here, you know, trying to get the young folks interested so we can unite them and get them together, like they're doing down in San Bernardino County. In San Bernardino County, about now, around 1932, a lot of this Mexican-American citizens, they never got together. And it happened that they were being mistreated, just not mistreated, because sometimes it seems to be that we're at fault for, you know, American people criticize us like that, because there is bad in every race, not only in ours. But it seems to be that we're just getting the worst part of it around here, especially now that this strike came on. They think that we just don't want to work, but we just want to have some decent, you know, feeling and everything, to be respected, and good wages, a little bit better wages, because it's getting so it's going high and everything. Well, as I was telling you, down in San Bernardino County, they formed a kind of a club, and that club right now is one of the most powerful, especially down in Colton. It's a very powerful in voting, you know. It's like a voting block. They get together, and if they want to elect somebody, they've got the respect of the American people there, and they get treated nicely. They built a park there especially for them in Colton, just because of them getting together, and they're being treated nicely now. And here in Ventura County, why we're trying to do those things, get the young folks united and try them to be respected, you know. At the same time, try to be respected. Why? Get them together. Show them what an American citizen's privileges are and how he can use them. And at the same time, it gives us a more powerful army so we can defend ourselves, you know, uniting together. Because that way we can show them, if we get together and vote, we can show them that we've got something to talk about, because the government of the United States is something that respects everybody. And if you work out according to the laws, why, there is no difference in the government, any race you are. The discrimination comes from most of the people around here, the reaction they have, because it seems that as the other fellow was talking, Mr. Joe Flores, that they separate them in the theaters. Why, it's partly true, and I don't know why they do those things. Up in Santa Barbara County, they don't do those things now. And that's one reason why the people here think that we're just set down lower than what it should be. And now that I'm going back to that same camp again, camp business on the American citizen, we're trying to unite them so they don't get any bad feelings about this camp, because it might be that I don't know what really must be going on around, but it might be that they must be getting some kind of a powerful pressure on, and they want this camp, or might be needed up there. But the case is that the same condition exists as when it came in. That's what gets all the people here all bothered, because right now they have work. Most of them have work, but they haven't got any money to rent a house with, because this strike, they've been sustaining themselves on credit, most of them. See? Some people owe about $200, $150, $250, and the first money they start earning, they have to pay it for food. So how do you expect them to pay rent? Then they pay their food, and if they don't pay their food, they don't get any more food. So it puts them up against the wall, and about out of the 80 families here now, about 33 own cars. They haven't got any way of transportation. They haven't got any money. So it's going to be a pretty bad fix if they move this camp and there's no place to put those people. They might be stranded out like when they were evicted. It's pretty bad for us because you might think we're at fault. We're trying to find work, and most of us are going back to work already. But the case is that this thing's going to take time to straighten out. Up in Santa Paula at Rodeo Camp, they're closing. Now they're closing that camp. The supervisors here are closing that camp, having in mind that they're going to close this camp, and then all the people from here can't go over there. So it's some kind of a play there that they're going to close this camp, and then they're going to close that. No, they're going to close that one first, so these people can't go over there, see? And all of these people don't want to leave this county, because some of them, on an average, they've been living here for 15 years. And if they leave this county, it seems that they're going to be new around every place where they go. Especially, they lose their good standings in the county for hospital and any requisition you have for a county, staying in the county so much time. And they're used to staying here, most of them. And now that most of these people will be coming back from the picking prunes up in San Jose, peaches and stuff like that up there, they'll be coming down here too. It's going to be a lot worse problem then. That is, if this strike isn't settled. So it's going to be pretty difficult. And the reaction, especially the reaction of the people here, they think now that the government's against them now. Not only the growers, but now they think that the government's against them too on those things. Because they say that the same families, only about 15 or 20 families have moved out. And most of them, the rest of them are still here. So what kind of a condition did it come to? To show in here. For my part, I don't understand it myself. See, I'm thankful that I've been living here. That's no doubt about it, because I'm thankful about it, and still, I'm in a lot better way than some of them are, because if I can't find a place, I've got relatives in town, and I can move in with them. But what about the other people that come here for miles around here, from Fillmore District, Chespe, San Paulo District, especially them, because they can't find work here in this part of Oxnard, because they're different. They've been living over in Fillmore, and down here they don't know anybody. It's hard for them to find jobs. Now, there's work available in Carpinteria, but only 3 cars go from here. That's 18 workers. They got to pay 30 cents out of their wages. That's a 60-mile trip just to work. So they're willing to work, but the ones that can work, why, they go at it, but some haven't got any transportation. Puts them in a tough spot there. So, and then and most of these people won't move until they know something definite about the strike, because they want to stick together until the end. They want to stick together until see what happens, because they know if the growers beat us, will be in the same peon state for about 10 more years that we have been all the time. In those ranches, it got to be that if we talked back or even sang in the orchards or talked, you know, with somebody else picking around there, both would come up to us and tell us, you better shut up, you're not supposed to sing, or you're not supposed to whistle, you're not supposed to do anything, like peons. For my part, it isn't a question so much of wages, but of the reaction, the way the bosses treated the people. That's most of it. That's what the growers can't understand, that they paid good wages. They were pretty good wages, but the case is that the own foreman, see, the growers have foremen in their fields. See, and the foreman act different from what maybe from what the ranchers think. Now, for example, Mr. Teague, he's a very fine fellow. See, he treats all his people very decently. But what if he's got a boss there that he treats the people rotten? He's in doubt. He's just in the air. He doesn't know what's going on around because he knows he tries to treat him right and still the bosses treat him wrong. So it's a feeling that's in now that they can't get it out. Now, and they'll stick to this strike because they started on it and they won't quit it until something definite shows up.